KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with occasional drizzle today, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In Western Iowa news, an Illinois man has suffered injuries to his lips and teeth in a hunting accident in Winona County. The Iowa DNR said 30-year-old Seth Johnson of Plainfield, Illinois, was hunting Sunday afternoon near Moorhead with a group of about 10 others when he was hit by a slug fired by another in his party. The slug traveled 167 yards and passed between his lips, injuring them and some of his teeth. Conservation Officer Gary Sisko said the hunters were firing at a running deer when the accident happened. He says Johnson was lucky because a slug could have easily hit him in the face or neck. Johnson is being treated at an Ottawa hospital for injuries that are believed not to be life-threatening. News time is 7:07.
When you buy a camera from a big box store, you get a camera in a box. You don't get any information, education, or advice about using your camera. You just buy it, take it home, and wonder, now what do I do? At Rex Pharmacy, we consider buying a digital camera an important decision, and we'll take time to educate you on the features and applications of the models we carry. At Rex Pharmacy, we'll help you choose the right camera to do the things you want it to. We'll teach you to use it properly and make sure the camera is programmed and ready to start snapping. We want you to be able to capture those memories to last a lifetime. And here's a bonus for you. We'll give you 10% off camera accessories at the time of purchase. So don't just buy a camera in a box. Come to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. Personalized service from people you can count on.
When you buy a Canon digital camera from Rex Pharmacy, you'll get the exclusive Canon Digic 3 image processor for superior image quality and vibrant colors and the Canon one-year limited warranty.
Three people from Carroll, two men and a teenager were injured Saturday evening in Sac County during a collision between two pickup trucks. The Iowa State Patrol says the drivers of both trucks, 27-year-old David Bloyer and 46-year-old Richard Wallace, along with a passenger in Wallace's vehicle, 13-year-old Jacob Wallace, were injured in the crash, which happened at around 5 p.m. Saturday south of Auburn. Officials say a 2004 Chevy pickup driven by Bloyer was traveling south on Highway 71 when the vehicle went out of control due to the icy road and blowing snow. The pickup crossed the center line of the road and hit a 2011 Chevy pickup driven by Wallace. Richard Wallace was flown from the scene by air ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. David Bloyer and Jacob Wallace were transported by ambulance to the Carroll Hospital, where they were treated for minor injuries. All three of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. Two Western Iowa power companies are among eight utilities from around the state that have been awarded a portion of more than $40.6 million in FEMA grant money in reaction to recent severe storms and are part of the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. Senator Tom Harkin announced late last week that more than $3.3 million was awarded to the Western Iowa Power Cooperative, which serves portions of Audubon and Harrison County. The grant will be used to retrofit nearly 57 miles of electrical distribution lines. And more than $2.3 million was awarded to the Guthrie County Rural Electric Cooperative to strengthen over 49 miles of overhead electrical distribution lines. The City Council in Messina will meet in a regular session tonight, and on their agenda at 7 p.m. is discussion and possible action with regard to funding for a replacement fire department tanker truck, approval of new streetlights to be installed by Alliant Energy near Messina Livestock, formal approval of the bids for snow removal on downtown city properties in the city park, discussion and potential action on a sewer improvement design contract, and an agreement between Railroad Management LLC and the City of Messina. And the City Council in Audubon is set to hold their regular meeting tonight. On the agenda is Katie Jo Walters, who will discuss new opportunities, Diane McGrain with an audit report, Barb Jacobson will provide an update on the Blue Zone project, and there will be discussion with regard to compensation practices. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. at the Audubon City Hall. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Saturday the 29-year-old Bill Joe Gillespie of Red Oak was arrested around 4:50 p.m. Friday in Red Oak. He was arrested on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree and was also charged with harassment. Gillespie was being held over the weekend on $2,000 cash bond. Council Bluffs is considering buying some property that was flooded by the Missouri River over the summer. The City Council today will vote on the initial process of getting federal funds to buy the properties in two areas near the river. Building Inspector Steve Carmichael said there were over 45 homes and other structures that were damaged beyond repair and need to be demolished. He said they're in a floodway and not protected by a levee. The city was working on a grant application to FEMA for buyouts. Local governments must provide 15% of the amount requested. And hundreds of wreaths are marking the graves of Nebraska and Iowa veterans as part of a nationwide memorial effort. More than 500 wreath-laying ceremonies were held Saturday, Wreaths Across America Day, to honor both the living and dead veterans. 17 ceremonies were held at Nebraska cemeteries or veterans' memorials. In Lincoln, Nebraska, more than 100 volunteers helped to lay 645 wreaths. Some 170 others were laid at Fort McPherson National Cemetery in Maxwell. A ceremony at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter was among six held in the state. Seven ceremonial wreaths were laid on memorials for the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, and POW/MIA. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Carol, can you tell me what is important when someone buys a camera from Rex Pharmacy?
Every customer is different. Some buy a camera for its zooming ability and some for its close-up shot. Others may want to purchase the camera for action shots or image stability. We could see 10 different people and there'd be 10 different ways that they'd want to use their cameras. I could match what they want with several different cameras that we have here in our store. But the most important is they buy a camera for their reason.
Well, there are so many digital cameras out there. How do they know which one they want to buy?
Stop in at Rex Pharmacy and come see me. I'll walk you through the basic functions. After you've purchased and used your camera, come back and see me. I'll show you more things about your camera. Then you can use your camera to its fullest potential. And in return, you're a happy and satisfied customer. Along with that, you get quality pictures to share and save. Rex Pharmacy, personalized service from people you can count on.
In our funeral announcements, Francis Madison, age 90 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Winterset Care Center South in Winterset. Funeral services for Francis Madison will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. John Butch Dennis, age 83 of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday at the Cass County Home Care Hospice. Funeral services for Butch Dennis will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And Ryan Tater Johnson, age 51 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ryan Tater Johnson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.